reason for the season?
这个节日的原因是什么呢？
What's the reason for the season?
这个是什么呢？
It's Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
Without Christ, Christmas means nothing.
没有基督的话，圣诞节就没有意思。
And today, I will share a very popular topic for Christmas, money.
我今天要分享一个很流行，就是在圣诞节期间很流行的一个主题，就是金钱。
What does Jesus have to say about money?
耶稣基督关于金钱，他说了些什么呢？
Around Christmas time, we have two very lovely granddaughters who live in Portland.
我有两个很可爱的孙女在波特兰。
And around Christmas time, a conversation with one of my granddaughters may go like this.
我和我两个孙女其中的一个的这个对话应该是这样的。
Is that Grace? Why does your daddy have to go to work?
我说啊。他的名字叫恩典。恩典啊，为什么你的爸爸要去必须工作呢？
And Grace would say, well, my daddy has to make a lot of money.
他说啊，我爸爸是要挣很多钱的。
And then I would ask Grace, why does your daddy need to make a lot of money?
我就问恩典啊，为什么你的爸爸要挣很多钱呢？
And Grace would say, so he can buy more toys for me.
因为他挣的钱就可以给我买很多玩具。
You know, actually, that's how many of us so-called adults think as well about money.
对于这样钱来说呢，很多的成年人也是这样想的。
You know, we want money to not so much as to buy what we need, but to buy what we want.
我们用钱不是要买我们所需要的，是用钱买我们所想要的。
Now, money can come in many forms, right?
金钱可以用很多形式来到我们这里。
And some of you may have a stack of these $100 bills in your pocket even today.
所以说你们今天很可能你们包里就有这$100的钞票，我不知道。
More likely, like me, you don't have any cash. You have these so-called credit cards or debit cards.
所以说可能你和我一样没有那个现金，但是你。包里有信用卡。
And I know some of you are studying economics or business at the University of Oregon, and you could explain to me what this is.
你可能是在这个 UO 的学这个经济的，学生意的，所以说你可以给我解释这是什么意思。
I have no idea what Bitcoin is.
我不知道那个币是币这个。这个硬币是什么？
John doesn't know either, apparently. But some of you smarter people can explain, you know, what you can buy with Bitcoin, right?
这个是叫比特币，比特币。对对对，好像叫比特币。
Well, actually, I know a little bit about it.
我还了解一点点。
You know, obviously, one of the main reasons we need money is to buy things to, you know, our basic needs to feed our family, to clothe our family, and you know, also have a place to live.
我们需要钱的目的就是说我们要穿衣服，我们要有个地方住下来。
Now, here's what Jesus had to say about that.
但是耶稣他必须要说什么呢？
And in Matthew chapter 6,
在马太福音第六章，
part of the Sermon on the Mount,
这个是这个登山宝训中的一段。
Yeah, really, Sermon on the Mount, you could say it's an instruction manual for the citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
这个呢，登山宝训呢，实际上是一个天国子民的一个手册。
And there's a lot of teaching that Jesus had in this instruction manual on money.
在这个手册里面，耶稣讲了很多有关金钱的这个规矩。
And so Jesus said, you know, don't worry about your life, and you know what you're going to eat or drink, about your body and what you will wear.
不要为你的生命忧虑，不要为你的身体忧虑，穿什么，
And if you go outside today, even though it's winter, you can still see some birds flying in the air.
所以说你去外面，甚至现在在冬天，你都可以看见天上的飞鸟。
So just look at the birds in the air.
所以说你看看天上的飞鸟啊。
They don't sow or reap or store anything in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
所以他又不没有仓，也没有库，也不急速在仓库里面。 你们的天父尚且养活他们。
Now, there is stress and worry when we feel that everything we need depends on our own skills and our own labor.
所以说我们的这个忧虑焦虑啊，都是来自我们的这个技术啊，是怎么样的？
But Jesus gave us an alternative.
但是耶稣给了我们永恒的一个选择，另外的一个选择。
Alternative to being, you know, worrying about, you know, where is my next meal going to come from?
所以说你不要想我下一顿餐，那个吃要吃什么。
You know, if God cares enough about the birds in the air, we can live and be grateful that, you know, have that confidence that everything we need will come to us from the hands of God and not our own hands.
所以说呢，你如果相信天父是要养活天上的飞鸟，所以说我们吃的用的都会从天父那里供应我们。
Notice I highlighted two questions that Jesus asked. They are called rhetorical questions.
所以说我看，你看啊，我是把这个耶稣的两个问题把它标出来了，这个是叫做反问。哦，一个反问的问题。
Which means that these are questions that you should know the answer to, and it's just for discussion purposes.
所以说这个问题就是说你听到这个问题呢，你就知道你可以回答。这个主要是问来讨论用的。Yeah,
the first question is not life more than food and the body more than clothes?
所以第一个问题就是说，生命不胜于衣裳吗？我看看啊，更多啊，不要是还有你的身体不胜于饮食吗？
Yeah, 你的生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣服吗？
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So life is just not, you know, getting fed each day, three meals a day, or having clothes to wear like we do. It's more than that.
所以说呢，生命不是说你一天要吃三餐，你要穿什么衣服。生命是远超乎这些的。The
answer, of course, is yes.
当然，这个回答是对。
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right?
要不然你就不会在这里了。
Why not stay home? Why are you here?
为什么你们不待在家里，而且为什么你要在这里呢？
Life is more than food and clothing and shelter.
所以说呢，生命是胜于衣裳、吃的和这个你住的地方。
And the second question that Jesus asked us, are you not much more valuable than these birds?
第二个耶稣要问的问题就是说， 你们难道不比这些天上的飞鸟更贵重吗？
Now, there may be people that says, no, we're about the same value as birds and dogs and cats, right?
可能有些人认为人和这个鸟啊和狗啊的那个价值是一样的。
But I could tell you, you know, Jesus doesn't think that way.
但是我可以告诉你, 耶稣不是这样想的。
You are much, much more valuable than the birds.
所以说耶稣说, 你比天上的飞鸟 更贵重的多。
You know, how valuable are you? You know?
你有多少，你值多少价值了？
You know, when God created Adam and Eve, the first humans in His own image to be like Him.
当神创造亚当夏娃，照着他自己的形象造出他们，使他们像神一样。
We are the only creatures that are created in God's image.
我们是唯一照着神的形象所创造物。
The Apostle Paul would say, we are created like Him in knowledge, in righteousness, in holiness.
就像使徒保罗说呀，我们是照着他的这个，他的知识，照着他的这个公义，照着他的这个神圣而造的。
And also God gave us a spirit so that we can have communion, we can have fellowship, relationship with Him.
所以说呢，神又给了我们， 这个灵，所以说我们可以和神有交通。
God gave Adam and Eve some work to do.
神给了亚当夏娃一些工作去做。
The job description is very simple. I wish we could all have that simple of a job description, right?
我觉得他那个工作的描述非常简单。我希望我们所有的人都有这么简单的这个工作的描述。
Yeah, Wen Jun, brother Wen Jun, you know, don't you wish that your job description is so simple?
啊，文军弟兄，你是不是也希望你的这个工作的这个条律啊，就这么简单
？Oh, just be fruitful and increase in number.
啊，你就是要信实，然后呢，生
<Yeah.
S 2> 就是生养众多。
Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. That's it.
Yeah, 就是说你要生养众人，遍生养众多，遍满全地，就管理天上的鸟，地上的走兽，就这些了。
And God told Adam and Eve, when you do that, I'll take care of the rest.
神告诉亚当夏娃就说，你要做这个。我就所有的事情我都包好了。
Every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit will, you know, with seed in it, you will be, it will be your food. You don't have to worry about food.
所以说呢，所有在地上的这个带着果实的水果都是你们的食物。
Who doesn't want that kind of a job?
谁不想要这么简单的工作呢？
That's the perfect job.
这个是很好的工作。
But what happened?
但是什么事情发生了呢？
You know, Adam, you know, God put down one and only one condition.
但是神只有一个唯一的一个条件。
Adam and Eve, you could eat, you know, from any tree in the Garden of Eden.
你可以在伊甸园上所有的食物你都可以做，
but you,
树上的食物你可以上做食物。
But you must not eat from that one tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the only fruit that the, you know, from that tree you cannot eat.
所以说，但是分别善恶树上的那个果子，你不能吃。
And what happens if you do?
如果你吃了，会做什么呢
？You will certainly die.
你必定死。
So what did Adam and Eve do?
但是亚当夏娃又做了什么呢
？They ate from the fruit.
他们吃了那树上的果子，从那个树上吃了。
What?Was to be a blessing that his work became a curse.
原来工作是一个祝福，但现在变成了一个诅咒。
And God told Adam, because of your disobedience.
神告诉
亚当
说，因为你的不顺服。
By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground.Since from it you were taken, from dust you are, and to dust you will return.
所以说你要终身呐，必要汗流满面，才能糊口，因为你是从尘土来，你要回到尘土去。
So Adam and Eve died spiritually at the time they sinned.
所以说他们当犯罪的那一刻呢，他们的灵就死了。
They also begin to die physically.
他们的身体也开始衰败。
You know, all of us are born spiritually dead to God or separated from God. 我们
啊，所以说我们都是从这个属灵来说，我们都是灵命上都死了，和神是分隔的。
Because we have inherited the sinful nature.Of Adam and Eve,
因为我们从亚当夏娃继承了那罪的本性。
But friends and brothers and sisters, we are so so valuable to God.
但是朋友们、弟兄姊妹们，我们对神是如此的宝贵。
He did not leave us in that situation.
他没有让我们留在那个境况中。
And how do we know?
为什么呢？我们怎么知道的呢？我们怎么会知道呢
？God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 这就是为什么我们要来庆祝圣诞节。
And the next verse we sometimes forget said God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him.
后面一句话呢，我们很多人可能有时候不注意，就是说啊，神差他的儿子来，不是定这个世人的罪，而是要因他得救。
So who are the truly rich people right here sitting here today?
那么我们哪些人在座的哪些人是富有的人呢？
I could tell for sure that in terms of money, I'm not the richest. I could guarantee you, I'm not the richest person.
如果是照金钱来说，我肯定不是最富的。
But who are the truly rich?
谁是真正富有的人呢？
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake, He became poor. He came here to the world so that you through His poverty might become rich.
耶稣他的富有，因为你们的罪，他成为了贫穷。所以说，借着他的死，你就成为了神里面富有的。
So the truly rich people are those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
所以说，真正富有的人就是那些接受耶稣基督作为他们救主、生命主的人。
You know, there's a verse that I always remember so that you know, I know the true.You know, view of money.
啊，我知道，对人对这个金价值的观念是什么
？And this is from King Solomon's Ecclesiastes.
这个是从所罗门的这个传道书来的。
You know, before I became a Christian, I worked as an engineer. I didn't have to work, right?
啊，你知道我在信主之前我是一个工程师，但是你知道我不用工作吗？
Yeah. Well, I still work.
但是我还是要工作。
I'm retired, right, officially.
啊，现在呢，我已经退休了。
But after I believe in Jesus, I still have to work as an engineer. I, you know, God didn't give me a whole bunch of money so I could retire early.
啊，所以，但是我过成了基督徒以后呢，我还是要工作。神没有说，哎，把钱就给我，让我早一点退休。
The difference was that now I have the joy of participating with God in providing for my family and for myself.
但是我现在呢有一个喜乐，就是说我知道神肯定是为了我，为了我家人而供应的。
You know, God's desire is that we enjoy life.
神的旨意是让我们享受生活。
You know, money can provide us with the basic necessities.
这个金钱呢，可以带给我们基本的需要。
But you know, money can also bring us pleasure, satisfaction.
神那个钱呢，也可以带给我们满足和满足。
But that's where
快乐。
That's where I have to be very careful.
这个就是我应该注意的这一点。
Yeah. And so this passage from Ecclesiastes reminds me.
这个传道书这段经文提醒我。
And Solomon said, you know, this is what I have observed to be good.
所罗门这样说，这个是我观察的，这个是好的。
You know, it's appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their work, in their toilsome labor under the sun.
所以说呢，所罗门是这样说的：人照着他的劳碌，可以在日光之下享受他的劳碌所得的。
Our days on earth is what God has given to us.
我们在世上的日子是神所赐给的。
And when God, Solomon says, you know, give us wealth and possession and the ability, the health, enjoy them, to accept that lot and be happy in our toil, be happy in our work.
所以说呢，神就是说，所罗门这样说了，神给了你这个能力去挣，然后神给了你这个能力去享受，你就要享受你劳苦所得的。
Pleasure is also, Solomon said, a gift of God.
所以说呢，能享受也是神的一个给予。
As each one of you, you probably have something that you enjoy doing, you know.
我知道你们在座的肯定有一些事情你是很享受的。
you know, for me, it's, you know, a lot of things I enjoy, but I thought of three things.
很多事情我都很享受，但是我现在想了三个。
You know, Brother Steve gave me his home roasted bag of beans. I haven't ground them up yet.
Steve 弟兄呢给了我这个一些这个咖啡豆，我还没有把它磨成粉呢。
He likes grounding beans.
他呢，他很愿意给我，他很喜欢这些咖啡豆。
But I enjoy just drinking coffee.
他喜欢磨咖啡豆做咖啡，但是我喜欢喝。
I don't enjoy grinding them, so you know, as long as he grinds them and I could, you know, make coffee from that, that's great.
所以说他喜欢磨咖啡，我喜欢喝咖啡。
Coffee to me is a gift of God, okay?
咖啡对我来说是神给的一个福分。
And then I enjoy you know, classical music.
我还喜欢古典音乐。
You know, not only just any classical, it has to be really, you know, world-class musicians.
我不是说只要世界级的这种古典。
Like Mitsuko Uchida, the probably the best Mozart piano player in the world right now.
比其他我就不知道是谁了。但是我就所知，我所知道的他是世界上最好的一个。
他是日本人，内田光子。And finally, I enjoy just being out there, outdoors, in a tent, enjoying, you know, God's creation in His auditorium.
还有一个呢，我就喜欢住在帐篷里面，走出去，欣赏神的创造。
You know, but money can blind us, you know.You know, from seeing the truth.
但是呢，金钱可能遮住我们的眼睛，让我们看不到真理。
And God, you know, and Jesus, you know, in that same passage in Matthew chapter 6,
在马太福音同样一段经文里面，耶稣这样讲。
You know, he talked about our eyes, being the lamp of the body.
他讲到。眼睛是生命的灯。
And if our eyes do not see money in the right way, then our whole body will be full of darkness.
如果我们眼睛看钱看得不准确的话，我们的全身就黑暗了。
And what happens is then we, you know, Jesus, you could only serve two masters.
耶稣说
No one can serve two masters.
耶稣说一个人不能服侍两位主。
You hate one or you hate the other.
你或者恨这个，你或者恶那个。
You'll be devoted to one and despise the other.
你或者是喜欢这个，或者是你丢弃那个。
And so Jesus said, you cannot serve both God and money or mammon.
所以说，耶稣说，你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉金钱或者马门。
And you know it's a You know, difficult in our situation, really, when you see all that's going around in the world.
所以说呢，你看着这个在我们世界上这么多的困境。
And you said, you know, money buys what I need. Money buys satisfaction.
金钱可以买到我所需要的，金钱也可以买到满足。
And when our view of money is corrupted, then what happens?
如果我们金钱的观念是腐败的，什么会发生呢？
You know, Jesus gave a parable in Matthew chapter 20 about some workers.
所以说，耶稣在马太福音二十章讲了一些比喻。
And there were workers who only worked 1 hour that day, and they got paid the same amount of a worker that you know worked all day.
所以说呢，他就讲了比喻，讲了工人，有些工人呢只做了一个小时，有些工人做了一整天。
And if you were one of those workers that you know, work all day and you get the same pay as the one who only worked 1 hour, you would what? Complain, right? To the master.
所以说呢，如果说你是工作了一整天的，你得到的钱和那个工作才一小时的人是一样的工匠，你肯定会向主人发怨言的。
And when they complain to the master, it seems like you know, you're so unfair. What did the master say?
所以说呢，你就被主人说。 你不公平啊。那是主人怎么回答的呢？
The master says, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
我难道没有权利来怎样处理我的钱吗？
Money, right?
这是我的钱。
Or are you envious because I am generous?
你是不是因为我的慷慨就嫉妒？
So what was wrong with the eyes of those workers who complained?
那么为什么这些工人的抱怨是错的呢？
You know, they did not see the goodness of the master's generosity.
他们没有看见这个主人的慷慨。
Instead, they complained, they thought he was unfair, even though they were paid the wage they agreed to.
所以说他们就抱怨，虽然他们得到了他们以前商定好的那个价格。
So that's why Jesus gave money a personality.
所以说呢，耶稣给了赋予了钱一个性格。
He called it mammon.
他叫钱马门。
Yeah, mammon, some say is the Aramaic term for the Syrian, you know, Yalan Shen, you know, Syrian god of riches.
所以说这个马门就是亚兰神叙利亚的神啊，是人的一个富足的意思。
对，财神。
财神。
You know, what does it mean to serve mammon? Mammon.
那侍奉马门是什么意思呢？
What does mammon want? What does money want?
马门要什么，或者金钱想要什么？
Money wants more money.
金钱想要更多的金钱。
You know, money can become the object of your worship.
所以说，金钱可能成为你敬拜的主题。
So money could buy basic needs.
钱可以买到基本需要。
And money can, you know, buy us pleasure.
钱也可以买到这个快乐。
And many people think that the more money they have, the more secure will their future be.
很多人想，钱越多，他的前途越保险。
That's why Jesus gave this teaching of a parable of a rich fool.
所以说呢，耶稣就教导了这个聪明人和愚笨人的这个教导。
And this rich person says, you know, I have so much grain, you know, for so many years, you know, I could take it easy and eat and drink and be happy, be merry.
所以说呢，这个富人很多谷子，所以说他说我可以把它藏起来，然后就是整天就享受啊，吃喝快乐。
He had so much grain that he didn't have enough storage space.
所以他的谷这个粮食很多，所以说他的这个仓库装不下了。
And God said to him,
但是神对他这样说
，You fool! This very night your life will, you know, be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
愚笨的人啊，今晚就要你的灵魂，你所积蓄的要给谁呢？
And God said, "This is what will be with whoever of you who stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God."
神是对这些为自己积财富，而不在神面前积财富的人说的。
So that's why back to Matthew chapter 6, that passage this morning.
所以说呢，我们回到。马太福音第六章。
You know, don't store treasures for yourself on earth, but store it on in heaven.
不要在地上，而要在天上为你积富财富。
Because the treasure on earth, moths and vermin will destroy, and thieves will break in and steal.
所以，因为地上的财富要生锈，然后有人要来偷。
All the riches, all the money you store on earth has an expiration date for you.
所以说所有的钱啊，都是在地上会有
一个什么
expiration
期限的限制，
有失效的时候。
That's when you die.
因为你死了之后就失效了，
right?
对你来说没有一点意思。
And really, money often keeps us from following Jesus, being His disciple.
所以很多钱呢，也使我们不能成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And you know this picture, the beautiful lady to the left.
啊，我们看这个照片，有左边有一个漂亮的女士。
Yeah, so when we were serving in the church in Portland, I was the deacon responsible for the Sunday school, and my favorite Sunday school teacher is Irene.
好。这个呢，就是我们在波特兰，我当执事的时候，我们在主日学服侍。这个美丽的女士呢，就是 Irene。
And all those children you see are now, you know, adults. They have their own jobs. They have their own family. They have their own children.
好，你看看这些孩子啊，他们现在已经是成为大人了。他们有自己的家，他们有自己的工作，他们也有自己的孩子了。
So.Thank God that we were beginning even back 30 years ago, you know, storing treasures in heaven.
所以说呢，在我们三十年以前呢，我们就开始为天上积攒财富。
And then at the same time, I was asked to serve as the chairman of the building committee.
所以说我那个时候就被选作推作是这个。房子啊，这个建房子的主席，建堂的主席。
Okay, so we thank God we were able to buy our own building like you just had done here.
Yeah, 我们就是要买一个教会，就像我们教会今天所做的一样。
And so I felt, took a deep breath and say, boy, I'm glad that's done.
啊，我就很高兴，我是深深的叹了一口气说。
But then my pastor came to me and he said, Brother Ricky, you know, the most dangerous time for a church, you know when that is?
你知道吗？我的那个牧师来跟我说，你知道教会最危险的时候是什么吗？
It's when they have purchased its own building.
是他们买到自己的教会以后。
The danger is that we begin to look to ourselves, we begin to look at, you know, things that we can see.
这个时候我们就会看见我们眼睛所看的我们能做什么。
And the pastor asked me, Brother Ricky, would you now want to be the chairman of the first missions committee?
然后牧师就问我，你愿不愿意做我们宣教的第一个宣教的这个
主席
啊主席。
I said, what in the world is missions?
哦哟。
No idea what that
宣教到底是什么呢？
Yeah, but being young and naive, I said, yeah, I think, I want to give it a try.
我那个时候很天真，也很年轻，所以说我试一试吧。
So I'm here in the middle there.
所以说在中间那个照片就是我。
Yeah, this is our first missions committee.
这个是我们宣教这个组的第一个宣教组。
There's a young couple there, Grace and Simon, who later became pastors.
啊，这中间呢有一对夫妻啊，就是恩典和 Simon， 他们后来成了牧师。
Yeah, so you know, a year after we completed the building purchase, we had our first missions conference.
所以说一年以后呢，我们就买了那个教会，然后呢，我们就有一个第一个宣教的这个会议。
Because the pastor says, you know, being concerned about overseas missions is a long term.
你要知道，我们叫牧师说，去海外宣教是一个长期的工作。
And the first conference, we invited Pastor John Shun.
所以说，我们第一个会议呢，我们就邀请了
宣约翰牧师。
啊，宣约翰牧师。
加拿大的。You know, so he was very well known even back then. I didn't know who he was.
他那个时候他是很有名的，但是我并不知道他。
All I know is he's a very important pastor.
我只知道他是一个很重要的牧师。
And I get to be his interpreter.
我呢是他的这个翻译。
That's why I remember exactly what he preached on.
所以说呢，我就知道为什么。他要他翻啊，主他讲了什么？因为我是他的，我服侍他。
His theme was I want to see.
他的这个主题是说我要看见。
Yeah, from Mark chapter 10.
是从这个马可福音第十章讲的。
The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see.
这个瞎眼的人就说，老师啊，拉比啊，我要看见。
That's why Jesus said, "Your eyes are the lamp to your body."
所以说，耶稣就说，你的眼睛是身上的灯。
So I praise God that by His grace, we were able to begin storing treasures in heaven.
所以说，感谢主，靠着恩典，我们可以在天上积攒财富。
Because if not, then we've lost out on, the most precious thing that we could have on earth, and that is to be a follower of the Lord Jesus.
如果不是这样的话，我们可以失掉这个天上财富，就是不能成为耶稣的门徒。
This young rich man came to Jesus and asked, teacher, how can I gain eternal life?
有一个少年官就过来问耶稣说，老师啊，怎样才能承受永生？
And I've obeyed all of these, the Ten Commandments.
他说啊，我从小就遵守了十诫啊。
That's what did Jesus tell him?
那么耶稣对他说了什么呢？
You have a lot of money. Why don't you sell all your possessions and give it to the poor to store your treasures in heaven?
他说你既然有这么多钱，为什么不把钱全部分给穷人，然后你有财宝在天上啊？
And only after that, then you can come and follow me.
然后你做了这些以后呢，你才能跟从我。
What do we have that we are not willing to give up so that we could follow Jesus? What is hindering, us from being a Jesus follower?
所以说呢，我们所有的东西很可能也阻挡我们来跟从耶稣基督，成为他的门徒。
Who's this guy?
这个是谁呀？
马云。
马。
Is he a rich guy?
他富有吗？
How much money is enough?
多少钱才够了？
You think Jack Ma has enough money?
你知道这个马云有多少钱？有多少钱吗？
Back in 2015, he was invited to a World Economic Conference in Davos, Switzerland.
在2015年，他被邀请去瑞士的一个城呢，去。就是世界的经济会议，他去叫他去当讲员。
I saw that interview and he repeated something that he has said many many times.
他呢，我看了他那个面谈啊，我就发现他的老师在重复一个事情。
And Ma Yun Jack Ma said, when you have $1 million, which I don't have, that first million belongs to you.
那就是说，你如果有了100万，也是我那个时候我还没有，所以说呢。那一百万是你的。
But when you have $20 million, then you start to have problems.
当你有2000万的时候，你就开始有问题了。
Oh, you worry about inflation.
你就开始考虑
you worry about
贬值了。
Stocks to buy and sell.
你就考虑买股票卖股票了。
And you begin to have a headache.
然后你就有头痛了。
That's $20 million.
2000万。
But when you have $1 billion,
如果你上亿了呢？
Jack Ma said, when you have $1 billion, that's no longer your money.
如果你的钱上亿或十亿的话，你就没有钱了。
That money represents the trust that the society have put on you.
那个钱就成为公众对你的信心了。
And the society believes that you can manage that money and use the money better than the government.
公众就觉得你比政府更有能力来管理这些钱了。
He said that in 2015, when his net worth was about $28 billion.
在2015年，他的这个净资产大概是2000万。
billion.
200亿。
That's a lot of money.
很多钱。
Okay.This is back in 2015.
这个只是在2015年啊。
I agree with Jack Ma on one thing he said.
我同意他说的一点。
When you have a lot of money, you have headaches.
你钱多的话，你就有头痛了。
I don't believe if I have the first million, that first million belongs to me. It belongs to God.
就算我哈，我不相信，就说你有100万的。第一个100万的这个钱是你的，但是我觉得这100万还是神的。
Some people may find Jack Ma's comments to be very refreshing and very humble, will they? Yet, $1 billion, that's not my money, it's the society's money.
One billion, okay.
Yeah, one billion.
Okay, 我刚才听错了，我都保证翻成100万了啊。 所以说如果你觉得他是很谦卑的，他觉得他有实意的时候，他这个钱不是钱才是他的。
Yeah, and he may be, you know, he may be a very humble person.
他可能是一个很谦卑的人。
Who is this?
这是谁呢？
It's the same Jack Ma.
哦，同样一个人，就是马云。
You know, so when we fast forward from 2015, I believe January to September 10th, 2019, this year.
如果我们快进的话，我们就来到2019年9月10日。
I flew back from Shanghai to Kaohsiung the, you know, the day before, so I missed out on all the fun, and he didn't send me an invitation to his retirement party.
You are in Kaohsiung.
我从前一天我从上海飞到高雄。
So the day before, 我前一天 the day before I fly from 上海 to 高雄。
So I missed his retirement party. You know.
我就是错失了他的这个退休的这个宴会。
Yeah. So he had 60,000 people invited to his retirement party.
他邀请了
60,000人。
六万人去他参加他这个退休会，退休智慧啊，不是我们退休了。
And from $28 billion in 2015, now he's worth over $40 billion in 2019 when he retired.
从2015年到2019年是从 how much?
2015年的28 billion。
他是280亿，
到现在。
40 billion, or more, 到了400亿。
Still grows every day, right?
他这个钱每天都在涨啊。
Is he rich?
他富有吗？
Well, maybe.
可能。
But he's got 40 billion, so he could dress up in this bright Michael Jackson outfit with dark glasses, you know, I can't do that at my retirement. I would be laughed at, right?
你看他很富有啊！你看他把那个麦克逊的那一套打扮都放上，戴上墨镜。我不能这样，我这样做的话就不行了。
He can do anything he wants.
他想做什么就做什么。
I don't even have $1 million.
我连100万都没有。
And guess what the highlight?
你知道
the highlight of his retirement party.
他最他的那个。这个退休的这个会上的高潮是什么了吗？
He dressed up in this costume.
他穿着这个礼服。
With his electric, I think it's electric guitar.
他有一个电吉他。
The highlight was when he sang, "You raised me up."
他唱，你提升了我。
你鼓舞了我。
你鼓舞了我。
And I'm not going to sing unless John wants to sing it.
No.
He says, I am down and all my soul to weary.
他说我的这个灵魂都失落的时候。
When troubles come and my heart burden be.
当难题来的时候，我的心受重担的时候。
Then I am still.
我还同样站立，我在静静的沉默中等候。最后一句。
Until you come and sit a while with me.
直到你再来片刻伴在我旁边。
You can go to YouTube and you know he sang a lot better than I did.
你可以去这个 YouTube 看看，他唱的比我好。
But I ask you.
但是我问你们
what is the most important word in this song?
这首歌里面最重要的字是什么？
Here's a very wealthy man singing these words dressed up in this crazy bright costume.
他是一个非常富有的人，然后呢穿得这么疯狂，然后唱这个歌。
I think the most important wordIs the word you.
最重要的字是你。
You.
你。
who's the you that can sit down with him, you know, in time of trial, of trouble?
这个你是谁呢？当他在困难的时候，当他不平静的时候。
And I always, you know, thought, you know, who is you for Jack Ma?
然后我就想，马云的这个你是谁呢？对他的这个你是谁呢
？Who is the you for you this morning?
对我们在座的你，这个你是谁呢
？You know, if Jack Ma was sitting here today.
如果马云今天在座
，I remember you guys are so great in that skit, you know, Friday night.
啊，你们周五晚上这个表演太好了。
I know, 赵赵在这里吗？
啊，赵赵在吗？
You know, if Jack Ma was here, I would ask, hey, Jack, you know, we still owe maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars to buy this building. Would you mind writing a check right now for?
啊，如果他在的话，我就说，你愿不愿意开一张支票，就写多少钱，然后帮我们把这个教会买下来？我相信他不会介意的。
But if he was here today, I probably won't do that.
但是今天他坐在这里，我就不会这样了。
But I would ask him two questions.
我会问他两个问题。
And it's the same two questions that Jesus asked the disciples at Sermon on the Mount.
这是耶稣在登山宝训里面问他门徒的两个问题。
Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Are you not much more valuable, Jack Ma?
你们难道不比
than these birds in the sky?
不比马云，不比这些飞鸟贵重的多吗？
You know, so I hope that everyone's answer today is yes and yes.
我希望你们每个人的回答是是是。
Otherwise, no amount of money means anything.
要不然的话，这个钱真的是没什么意思。
Because you and I are created in the image, Imago Dei, the image of God.
因为我们是照着神的形象所造的。
You are valuable to God.
你在神眼中是非常宝贵的。
And really, the currency of the church, the currency of the kingdom of heaven is what?
你知道吗？教会的这个金钱或者神国的金钱
，It's God-centered.
是这个以神为中心的。
It's God-centered faith, hope, and love.
这是以神为中心的一个盼望和爱。
We are to love others as God has loved us.
我们要像神爱我们一样去爱别人。
We are to be faithful servants because God is faithful covenant keeper.
我们要忠心的服侍别人，因为神是一个忠心的守约者。
And our hope is in the sure promise of Christ returning.
我们的希望就是耶稣的再来。
Our King and Savior.
我们的王，我们的救主。
You know, our daily needs, our satisfaction, and our security are all from God and from God alone.
我们的需要，我们的满足，我们的安全，都是从神，也只能从神那里来。
And in a while, Brother John will lead us in singing, "O Come, O Ye Faithful."
当志强弟兄在领导我们唱这个起来圣徒。
And in Matthew chapter 2,
在马太福音第二章。
It was recorded that the three wise men came to the house where Jesus, the baby, was.
那三个博士就来到耶稣住的那个房子里面。
They entered the house and saw the child with Mary.
他们看见 孩子和玛利亚在一起。
And what did they do?
那他们做什么呢？
They bowed down and worshipped him, this little baby.
他们低头敬拜这个孩子。
And there's that word, treasures again.
这个时候有很多财宝。
They opened the treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们把这个财宝盒打开，里面有黄金、乳香、末药。
Jesus is our King, the gold.
耶稣是我们的王，那是金。
Jesus is our High Priest, the incense of prayer.
所以说，耶稣是我们的祭司，那就是我们的。乳香。
And myrrh prepared for his death. He is our Savior who died and was resurrected for us.
所以说，末药就是他是我们的救主，他死后复活。
So when we come and celebrate Christmas today,
所以说，当我们来庆祝圣诞节的时候
，Yeah, may we present our lives as the most precious, the most valuable treasure that we could give to our King.
所以说，我们今天圣诞节来到神的面前的时候，我们就把最宝贵的，也就是我们的生命献给他。
For Jesus and Jesus alone is worthy of our worship.
耶稣就是单单耶稣是值得我们敬拜的。
John, could you pray?
好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们感谢神赐下爱子耶稣，在2000多年前诞生在伯利恒，也就是说，耶稣的诞生使我们有希望，我们可以战胜罪。我们可以死，然后耶稣又复活，所以说我们还可以死而复活，跟着耶稣进入天堂。主耶稣，你是死而复活的救主，你是王。我们今天能够来庆祝，完全是你给我们，给了我们这个永恒的盼望。我们感谢赞美你，谢谢主耶稣，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。